anti-drug task force, undercover major drug syndicate networks across the country. Rama Shidki Pratama has the story.
Indonesian government ministries and agencies involved in the anti-drug task have uncovered drug syndicate networks across the country in February 2025. The operation led to simultaneous raids at 19 smuggling locations nationwide, resulting in the seizure of 1.2 tons of narcotics, including canopy, ecstasy, and cocaine, valued at around 1 trillion rupiahs or over $60 million. In a press conference on Monday, the head of the National Narcotics Agency, Martinus Hukom, explained that the operation relied on a combination of human and technology-based intelligence, focusing on 10 priority areas. The intelligence operation used both human and technological approaches, with teams deployed to 10 high-risk areas vulnerable to drug smuggling, including the waters of Sumatra, the Malacca Strait, the land borders of West and North Kalimantan, and the western seas of Sulawesi. Hukom also mentioned that ongoing intelligence operations target drug syndicates across borders and islands, as well as fugitives inside and outside the country. Coordinating Minister Budi Gunadi stated that the operation shows progress in making Indonesia's anti-drug efforts more effective and focused, with drug packages and vehicles shown as evidence.
The Maritime Security Agency proposes the creation of an Indonesian Coast Guard. Andi Romdoni has the details.
Head of the Maritime Security Agency, Vice Admiral Irfansyah, proposed strengthening the agency to become the official Indonesian Coast Guard to ensure a more effective and complete maritime security system. He shared this proposal during a hearing with the Maritime Security Working Committee of Commission 1 at the Indonesian House of Representatives in Jakarta on Monday.
Sangatlah penting bagi Indonesia memiliki Indonesia Coast Guard.
It is crucial for Indonesia to have an Indonesian Coast Guard capable of carrying out all the duties of a universal Coast Guard in a comprehensive and concrete way. The agency must be strengthened to become the Indonesian Coast Guard so it can be more adaptive, responsive, and inclusive in ensuring security, safety, and law enforcement in Indonesian waters and areas of jurisdiction. Meanwhile, Head of Commission 1, Ahmad Heriawan, highlighted the importance of improving maritime security as part of national defense. He explained that the Maritime Security Agency has a key role in protecting Indonesia from maritime threats and crimes, and should be the leading agency in responding to maritime security violations. Andi Romdoni reporting.
Next up, we present Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Wildlife Conservation for the Future of People and Planet with Anna Prijayakasih.
Today's commentary is on wildlife conservation for the future of people and planet. March the 3rd is commemorated by the world community as World Wildlife Day. Since 2014, World Wildlife Day has been a reminder to the public to raise awareness of the importance of conserving wildlife and their habitats. This year, the theme is Wildlife Conservation Finance, Investing in People and Planet. Quoting the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species and Wild Fauna and Flora page, its Secretary General Yvonne Higuero said that wildlife conservation financing is about conserving plant and animal species in the wild. This contributes to the conservation of the planet's biodiversity that supports all ecosystems and communities around the world. Funding for conservation is very important, not just to save endangered animals, but also to invest in human and the planet. It cannot be denied that the existence of wildlife has an important role in the ecosystem. Indonesia is a habitat for around 17% of all wildlife in the world. Some are endangered, such as the Sumatran and Tapanuli orangutans, the Sumatran tiger, the Javan rhinoceros, and others. To maintain their sustainability, of course, various efforts must be made, and this is not only the government's job. Everyone has a responsibility to maintain the sustainability of wildlife. This can be done by increasing awareness of the importance of conservation and supporting all efforts to do so. Taking part in preventing illegal wildlife trade and reducing consumption that damages the environment, especially those from protected wildlife. No less important is to realize the efforts to maintain the sustainability of wildlife through conservation, not just to maintain their population. There is a bigger goal, namely maintaining the balance of the ecosystems for the present and the future. That was commentary.
Listeners, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world. Today's quote of the day by Pramudia Anandator. No matter how smart someone is, if they don't write, they will be forgotten by society and history. Writing is a way to live on forever.
is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists, such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Its main ingredient is snail, but it's named escargot from Italy. The snail is made as curry, along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some say this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai seafood. The typical food of Riau is also called gulai cipui or lengkitang.
Menari-nari kita terus menari meski hujan rintik. gurun mengalun-alun bersama alunan angin malam berpelukan berbagi senyuman.
Listener, next up is Indonesian Wonder about Yiliya. For those of you who wants to go to a amazing few destination in Indonesia.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Yiliya, located in Sumenep Regency, Madura Island, which is the best place to experience the freshest air in Indonesia. With an oxygen level of 20.9%, it surpasses other regions. Yiliya has been recognized as the second best oxygen zone in the world, following the Dead Sea in Jordan. This island even went viral as the island of eternal youth. Yiliya also offers various attractions around the island, such as Batu Cangga, a steep cliff facing the Java Sea. In the local language, Batu Cangga means rock that supports a cliff. This natural wonder features hollow formations resembling tunnels, naturally supported by rocks that look like pillars of a house. Covering an area of 9.15 square kilometers, the island can be explored within just a day. However, if you wish to stay longer and enjoy its fresh air, locals offer their homes for rent at negotiable prices. To reach Giliyang, you can take a sea taxi, a term used by the people of Dungkak. The sea taxi is a motorized wooden boat. The journey to Giliyang by sea taxi takes about 30 to 40 minutes from Dungkak Harbor, depending on weather conditions and wave height. The distance between Giliyang and Dungkak Harbor is about 9 kilometers, while the distance from Dungkak Harbor to Sumenep City Center is about 30 kilometers. Dungkak Harbor and Giliyang are separated by the Java Sea. Giliyang has two docks, Ropet Beach in Banras Village, located on the eastern tip of the island, which serves as a port for fishermen, and a passenger dock in Banchamara Village on the island's western tip. Well, listener, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
EV is an effort to make a greener world. However, is it truly green? What can be done to make it really green? Here is what Agus Jamil, chairman of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, said.
Okay, if we talk about the electric vehicle, then in the city there will be a big impact. It's quite a significant impact in the city where people are driving electric EV cars, yeah, because it's reduced the amount of emission in the city. If we look in the broader, in the holistic side, yeah, you have to think about the electric car in from the resources for the car itself, which is we don't see it in the big cities like the electricity itself, how it is generated. It will be really green if the electricity is generated from a green source. Yeah. But at the moment, Indonesia still have like 64% of the power generation is coal fire. So that's one thing. And then another thing that we need to look at the on the supply side of the battery, because we replace car fuels, fossil fuels with batteries. Then we have to calculate properly and how does that impact the climate, the environment on the other side of the world.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Boy listener, if you are wondering on where you are right now, today's Let's Speak Bahasa teaches you about In Bima.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces you Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and Language Development Agency of Indonesia Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Di Bima. Di Bima, which means In Bima. You will listen to a conversation about di dalam kamar, which means inside the room. The monologue is by Chris, a vlogger from Australia, who is recording a vlog about his hotel room around Sub Airport, Sumbawa Island, West Nusa Tenggara. Let's listen to his monologue. Setelah menempuh perjalanan dari Kabupaten Bima, malam ini saya menginap di sebuah hotel di dekat Pelabuhan Sape. Kapal saya berangkat besok pagi. Ini kamar saya. Di dalam kamar ada meja, lemari, televisi, dan AC. After listening to the monologue, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, di dalam kamar, which means inside the room. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Di dalam, which means inside. Kamar, which means room. Meja, which means table. Lemari, which means wardrobe. Televisi, which means television. AC, which means air conditioner. Di dalam kamar ada meja, lemari, televisi, dan AC. Di dalam kamar ada meja, lemari, televisi, dan AC. Which means, inside the room, there are table, wardrobe, television, and air conditioner. Menempuh, which means go through. Perjalanan, which means trip. Kabupaten Bima, which means Bima Regency. Menginap, which means stay. Pelabuhan Sape, which means Sape Port. Kapal, which means ship. In the monologue, there is the expression di dalam kamar ada meja, televisi, dan AC. Di dalam kamar ada meja, lemari, televisi, dan AC. Which means, inside the room, there are table, wardrobe, television, and air conditioner. There is the adverb di dalam, which means inside, which shows a particular location or place, namely a space that contains something. The expression di dalam, which means inside, in the monologue, shows an hotel room that contains a table, wardrobe, television, and air conditioner. Other example. Let's listen to another use of di dalam, which means inside, in another sentence. Di dalam kapal ada restoran. Di dalam kapal ada restoran, which means inside the ship there is a restaurant. Chris menyimpan kameranya di dalam tas khusus, which means
Chris puts his camera inside the special bag. In Indonesia, there are some variations of places to stay. Besides hotel, which means hotel, there are also wisma, which means guest house, losmen, which means inn, penginapan, which means lodge, pondok, which means cottage, and resort, which means resort. The difference falls on the facility and shape. Wisma, which means guest house, usually has less facility than hotel, which means hotel. While pondok, which means cottage, and resort, which means resort, have different shape or form from hotel. Pondok, which means cottage, and resort, which means resort, usually has some separated buildings or rooms instead of one single big building like a hotel. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Setelah menempuh perjalanan dari Kabupaten Bima, malam ini saya menginap di sebuah hotel di dekat Pelabuhan Sapi. Kapal saya berangkat besok pagi. Ini kamar saya. Di dalam kamar ada meja, lemari, televisi, dan AC.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about di dalam kamar. Di dalam kamar, which means inside the room. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who wanna know more about Indonesian language. I'm Sim, sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
bola, bang, nonton bola. Kita begadang, buka mata. Jangan lupa beli kacang, martabak manis, seloyang, kicano. Dari jam 9, nonton bola, bang, nonton bola. Bersepak bola, Indonesia. Teriak-teriak, geng tetangga, begadang, ampe jam 5, lantas si pemelin, ampe RT.
In Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. Somas Manggarai, it has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai Forest is Kompiang Cake. Kompiang cake is also known as Kompiang Longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word Longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called Kompiang Longa. Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, Kompiang costs 1,000 rupiah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah. face, full face. Surga semata, maka tutuplah pintu menuju ke dalamnya. Bila ku sujud karena takut tapi neraka, bukakanlah untukku lebar-lebar pintunya. Hatiku bersih bukan ungu tapi putih, ku buka hati bukan hanya unjuk gigi. Ku bukan raja, ku hambamu ya Robi. Ku buat lagu ini bukan untuk jutaan kopi. Di tengah laut biru ku bagai buih-buih, ku manusia merasa bagai tanpa arti. Tanpamu ilahi, tanpamu ya Robi, ku akan tersesat di jalan yang penuh duri. Ampuni aku ya Tuhan, beriku izin untuk kembali ke jalanmu yang benar yang lazim. Karena kau ya Rahman, karena kau ya Rahim, jauhkanlah diriku dari setan yang zalim. Rabbi, berilah padaku petunjuk dan juga hidayah darimu. Ya Rabbi, tunjukkanlah jalan yang benar menuju ke dalam jalanmu.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Papua titled Tatinggal di Papua. Written by Stephen Welly, this song is performed in the Papuan language and tells the story of someone deeply missing his hometown in Papua. The lyrics beautifully capture the essence of Papua's natural wonders, namely its majestic mountains, lush valleys, serene beaches, and the iconic bird of paradise. It's a song that makes you feel like your heart is left behind in the beauty of Papua. Well, listener, here is the song Tatinggal di Papua by Pacien Oge. Enjoy!
Tinggal di gunung-gunung, di lembah-lembah, di Papua.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you so much for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this, Voice of Indonesia will always stay here with you, where you can watch online streaming in voanews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and also our application in RRI Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And for listener, if you want to send your critic suggestion and also information, you can send it through our social media: Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia; Twitter account at VOI Indonesia; Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in voi@voinews.id, and WhatsApp number in +62 8212381210. Thank you so much, Voi listener. My name is Ray, and always stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jakarta, inilah siaran luar negeri Voice of Indonesia, siaran dalam bahasa Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia menyajikan berita, informasi dan hiburan, serta serba-serbi tentang Indonesia. Anda dapat mendengarkan serta mengakses siaran kami setiap hari di SW3325 kHz dan 4755 kHz, atau melalui website www.voinews.id dan aplikasi RRI Digital. Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia. From
Dari Jakarta, inilah Voice of Indonesia, siaran internasional Radio Republik Indonesia. Selamat bergabung kembali pendengar di seluruh dunia dalam siaran berbahasa Indonesia hari ini. Dan bertepatan juga dengan siaran perdana kami ya di bulan Ramadan 1446 Hijriah yang penuh berkah ini. Wah, kalau di Indonesia ini sudah semakin terasa ya nuansa Ramadannya. Semoga ini menjadi awal yang indah untuk kita semua dalam menjalankan ibadah puasa, terutama untuk umat muslim ya di seluruh dunia dan terkhusus di Indonesia. Saya Agus Antika akan menemani Anda dengan berbagai informasi menarik, berita terkini, dan tentunya lagu-lagu yang akan menyejukkan hati. Mari kita awali kebersamaan hari ini dengan menyimak kabar terkini dari tanah air bersama rekan saya, Sumarno, dalam Warta Berita.
Dari Jakarta, Voice of Indonesia, dalam Warta Berita.
Voice of Indonesia menyampaikan Warta Berita. Inilah sari berita penting. BRIN soroti peran masyarakat dalam melestarikan satwa liar. Komisi 4 DPR RI minta pemerintah cegah illegal logging. Bersama saya Sumarno, inilah Warta Berita selengkapnya. Direktur Sekretariat Otoritas Ilmiah Keanekaragaman Hayati Badan Riset dan Inovasi Nasional atau BRIN, Amir Hamidi menyoroti peran penting masyarakat dalam melestarikan satwa liar. Dalam dialog Voice Talks dengan RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia di Jakarta Senin 3 Maret 2025, Amir Hamidi menyampaikan masyarakat harus mengetahui potensi satwa liar di lingkungannya, sehingga memiliki keinginan kuat untuk turut menjaganya.
So message from the people is protect them, protect the species.
Jadi pesan untuk masyarakat adalah untuk melindungi mereka, melindungi spesies di sekitar mereka, sekaligus memberitahu mereka bahwa keberadaan spesies di habitat tersebut sangat diperlukan, karena ada bagian ekosistem yang berkontribusi terhadap stabilitas ekosistem tersebut. Jika stabilitas ekosistem terganggu, maka manusia dapat terinfeksi. Jadi pesan seperti ini perlu disampaikan kepada masyarakat di sekitar wilayah ditemukannya spesies tersebut. Lebih lanjut, Amir Hamidi menyampaikan, keanekaragaman hayati merupakan kekayaan utama Indonesia. Oleh karena itu, menurutnya Badan Riset dan Inovasi Nasional atau BRIN terus mengembangkan upaya penelitian dan eksplorasi terhadap kekayaan tersebut agar mampu melestarikan dan memanfaatkannya secara berkelanjutan. Berita selanjutnya, Menteri Agama Republik Indonesia Nasaruddin Umar menegaskan bahwa Indonesia merupakan negara dengan kemeriahan Ramadan yang tidak tertandingi di antara negara-negara Muslim lainnya. Hal ini disampaikannya dalam acara kajian Islam bertajuk Ramadan di Hati yang diselenggarakan oleh Bidang Pendidikan Madrasah Kanwil Kementerian Agama Provinsi DKI Jakarta Senin 3 Maret 2025. Ia menyampaikan keberhasilan dalam menyemarakkan bulan suci ini tidak terlepas dari peran keluarga termasuk di lingkungan Kementerian Agama dalam menciptakan atmosfer Ramadan yang lebih baik.
Kita sungguh sangat yakin kalau keluarga Kementerian Agama ya, bersefaham untuk melakukan exposure Ramadan yang lebih baik, maka itu akan sangat menentukan umat Islam di Indonesia. Kita memang sangat berhasil dan sekaligus juga bangga bahwa kesemarakan Ramadan di antara seluruh negara-negara Muslim memang tak terkalahkan Indonesia. Tidak ada negara yang sesemarak Indonesia menyemarakkan bulan suci Ramadan.
Dalam kesempatan tersebut, Menteri Agama mengapresiasi upaya Kementerian Agama DKI Jakarta dalam menanamkan nilai-nilai religi di masyarakat. Ia menyoroti bagaimana budaya Ramadan di Indonesia membawa perubahan positif, termasuk meningkatnya toleransi antara umat beragama serta penghormatan terhadap mereka yang berpuasa. Berita terakhir, anggota Komisi 4 Dewan Perwakilan Rakyat Republik Indonesia atau DPR RI, Syahdiah Uluputi mendesak pemerintah untuk memperketat pengawasan kawasan hutan pasca pencabutan izin 18 perizinan berusaha pemanfaatan hutan seluas 5.264,194 hektar. Melansir dpr.go.id di Jakarta Senin 3 Maret 2025, Syahdiah menekankan pencabutan izin harus diikuti langkah tegas untuk mengamankan kawasan dari deforestasi ilegal akibat lemahnya pengawasan. Ia meminta Kementerian Kehutanan memprioritaskan pemanfaatan kawasan hutan oleh masyarakat adat dan lokal, serta menegakkan hukum terhadap pelaku perusakan hutan dan penebangan liar atau illegal logging. Syadilah juga menyerukan peningkatan koordinasi antara organisasi nasional yang bertugas untuk mengendalikan kebakaran hutan dan lahan, yakni Manggala Api, aparat penegak hukum, dan masyarakat lokal. Pendengar, demikian warta berita Voice of Indonesia. Dari Indonesia untuk dunia.